Rest in peace, Jim Nabors. Governor Pyle died today. Did not know that he was still alive until he died. Russell Simmons is the latest celebrity to cop to sexual misconduct, step down from the companies that he runs. Tiger Woods is back. I don't know why you're laughing.
I think he might be back.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're I've been reading tweets. People say he looks absolutely jacked, and he's just killing the ball.
Yeah, that's what they say about Jameson practice, too.
Well,
3 under par in the first round of the Hero World Challenge, 69. Played his last tournament 10 months ago. Now I got a tweet from Frico Suave. Oh, Christine just hung up. She just hung up. She literally just hung up. She held through the entire break.
Damn.
Hopefully, well, I don't know if I hope she calls back or not. It's one of those things where I love when she doesn't call and I hate when she calls, but some people who get extreme reactions out of people, I have a soft spot for them.
Well, we're all intrigued.
Oh, that's her on.
We're intrigued because we don't know what she's going to say next.
That's the thing. She's so unpredictable.
Whatever's going to be, it's going to be some heat.
She's a heat bringer for sure.
But she's very special and we like her.
She is very special and we do like her.
I like you. Because you are special.
So let me reset what happened with Christine. She's called for a while. We've had a somewhat adversarial relationship where we'll throw insults at her. And as Kevin said during the break, she seems unfazed by anything. She just will move right forward no matter what we say or throw at her. She is tenacious. She said some things this past week which I found disgusting, contemptible, where she said that she was basically espousing natural selection and saying that if babies had conditions like cerebral palsy and multiple sclerosis, that they should be allowed to die off because all they are is a burden on a society.
It's pretty rough.
She said that people who have to go through in vitro basically shouldn't have kids, that it's God's will that they shouldn't have kids. So they're cheating nature, spending their money and going through the heartbreak of watching kids die and then bringing kids into the world. She basically crapped all over them. Disrespecting anybody who's ever been through stuff like that. And she elicited a severe response from yours truly and many other people out there. Is that a safe reset?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Forcing life right now. And that's why we're so overpopulated, this planet. So if we just keep letting it go like this, in another 10, 20 years, we'll have another 1 billion people on the planet. Think of all the wildlife that is dying and going extinct because of all the people reproducing and taking their habitat. It's despicable.
You get the feeling she was talking the entire time.
The entire time.
This is why I said she doesn't have a conversation.
None. Can you just make an effort for me, dear? Listen, I'm going to try not to insult you. I'm going to try to get through this entire conversation without personal insults. If you can do me a huge favor. If you can just do me a huge.
Do you really drink Yuengling beer? That sucks.
It's Yuengling. One more chance to not say that because they pay money to be on my show, and I'm going to hang up on you if you say that again.
That's fine. And that's why you're saying you like it.
No, I'm gonna hang up on you if you continue down this road. I'm gonna have to let you go because you can have your horrible opinions about topics, but if you bring my sponsors into it, then I have to let you go. It's okay that you don't listen to me and you talk all over me.
Some people speak of their sponsors.
I'm just gonna turn her down.
Well,
listen,
she's hanging herself early. So
right.
Understand how this works?
Let me explain something to you, okay? When you talk all over us and you fail to understand the instructions here, I'm here to make money for the company, okay? First and foremost. Now,
whether you like it or not, whether you like the.
I'm here to make money for this company. And if you try to harm my ability to make money for this company, I have no time for you. That goes for you, caller. That goes for anyone in my personal life as well. If you try to stand between me and a paycheck, we're going to have an issue because I like paying my bills and feeding my son. I don't like a lot of the things that you say. And I don't like the fact that you won't listen enough to hear what we are saying so that we may have a
dialogue. Right ahead. I'm listening. Listening.
Okay, that's all.
I'm taking a walk with my busted foot and my bed back. Drew, so I'm walking and I'm listening.
You drive the conversation because she's going to just take it in a wild place.
She is. You're right. Listen.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Say what you have to say.
I'm trying to. I just want you to listen a little bit more and talk a little bit less so that we can have some back and forth. That's all.
All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I was trying to say, is I want you to listen more so we can talk to each other. Okay.
But you always cut me off and insult me. And then
I have to.
There's no conversation going on, so I hang up.
Why do you call for more?
Because if there's a situation that I really truly believe in, yeah, I'm going to call. I'm going to dispute what you have to say.
Cool. Well, you just the other day said you were never going to call us again, so I guess you're a liar and a hypocrite. But go ahead.
Well, the only reason why I called today is because I came out of the doctor's office. Mm-hmm.
How'd it go, by the way? How was the doctor's appointment? Everything good?
No, it's not good. I probably need more back surgery. I fractured a bone in my foot. I'll probably need surgery there. I have a lot of
How old are you again?
Issues. 59.
Why bother getting the surgery? Because if we're really talking about the body that was given to us, why even get the surgery? Why not just let yourself, you're 59, you've basically used up your good to society. Why do we give you back surgery?
I used to travel all over the world.
So?
I hiked all over the world.
So?
And as I told you, I had cancer as a child.
Right.
And I think because I'm going through all this crap is from all the radiation that was given to me. And now, I'm feeling the effects of it. And I also have advanced osteoporosis. As my doctor said, I should not have it at this age. People don't get it at 59.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm going through. Yeah, sure.
Honest question. Do you think that that
Go
is
ahead.
Do you think that is tainting your outlook right now, and that is making you angry towards people, and that's really poisoning the way that you see the world and the way you spoke earlier this week?
No, that's nothing to do with it.
I gave her that chance.
It has to do with is I'm an animal lover, and I'm seeing these animals being killed and slaughtered because there's too many people in these poor countries.
We've evolved past them.
The only way they make money
is by killing these animals.
Right.
We evolved past the animal. This is why I have no ethical problem eating animals, because evolution has taken us past the cow, the pig, the chicken, the fish, and et cetera, the animals we would like, the bird.
But you realize what cattle does to the environment?
Yeah, sure.
The cattle industry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a horrible
Yeah, if
situation.
You say so. You know what? I need meat because it tastes good, so there we go. We have evolved to the
no,
point
you
where
don't need meat.
I do.
You don't need meat. It could be vegan, or it could be delicious.
Yeah, I could be,
vegetarian.
But the thing is I don't want to be. I choose not to be because meat tastes good to me.
Right. And do you realize what it's doing to the environment?
Don't
care.
Do
you realize that they're
in
Brazil, they're
You know what I like about Brazil? Texas Day Brazil. Those steakhouses where they you ever been to one of those Texas Day Brazils, Christine, where they shave the meat right there off at your table?
Up.
You got that green card that says, bring me more meat. And then the red side says, no mas meat, por favor.
Who uses that?
I don't think you're a very good person.
I don't care.
I think you're very selfish.
Yes.
Of course you don't care. You don't care that you're selfish.
I don't.
And that's what you are. You're a very selfish person.
Because I like meat? Because I like Texas Day Brazil?
They have a salad bar, all that different
stuff.
Oh,
what a salad bar.
The salad bar is money.
What a salad bar. They have smoked salmon on that salad bar.
Sushi.
You don't
sushi
care.
On the salad bar.
You have animals?
I have a cat that I love very much. I have a kid that I love
and
very much,
kids.
Even more than the animal. Yes, I have a 14-year-old
Fine.
Son.
Well, your kids are not going to have a very good future. Oh. Do you realize that?
No, why? What happened?
They're not going to have a very good future.
Why?
Because,
hold on.
As I said, it's overpopulated.
Uh-huh.
The oil industry.
Hold on 1 second. I'm just going to call my son and tell him he doesn't have a very bright future, according to you. Hold on 1 second.
Let Christine tell him.
Yeah, she can tell him. Yeah.
You don't need to break that news to him.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you're already on the outside of the bed.
Oh, this seems very volatile.
For people.
Shh.
Scared. I don't know why she listens, though.
How did this even start?
I don't know.
What did she get out of the show?
Not sure.
And
hey, Zan, what's up, buddy? No, Christine, shut up. Hey, Zan, what's up, bud? It's me. It's your dad.
What's up?
Nothing. There's a lady on the phone, this crazy lady who calls our show with horrible opinions about things.
Okay, you're going to call me crazy?
Yeah.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up. I'm sorry. A nice lady. I'm sorry. A nice lady.
Oh!
What the hell just happened?
Now let's go backwards!
Zan, I'm sorry you had to hear that. We had a lady who called up who said because of the way we eat meat and treat the environment, you're not going to have a future. So I wanted to break the news to you that you don't have a future while she was on the phone, but she hung up.
Oh, man.
I know, but sorry you don't have a future at all.
Yeah, I wish I really did.
Have you heard any rumors about there not being a future? Is this the first you're hearing of it?
Is that what kids are saying in the school?
Oh, this is the first I'm hearing.
No.
It's because you're eating meat.
Yeah, it's because we eat meat and cows are bad for the environment. Therefore, we don't have a future. Are you willing to sacrifice us eating meat for the future?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
He's sarcastic, like his old man.
In fact, I'm pretty sure we can get all the protein we need from every single vegetable on Earth.
He's got a touch of the sarcasm like his old man. I love it.
You're not even that into meat anymore. Are you back in it?
No, I mean, you know, chicken and pork. We don't eat a lot of steaks and stuff. But I mean, I'll dabble in the meat game. All right, bud. Well, sorry you don't have a future and everything. And I love you very much.
All right, Lemur.
All right, Lemur.
I see you got him off the phone quickly before we could ask how the goodnight situation's going.
It's bro hugs.
Is it sad for you or you're good now?
I'm good.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, brush your teeth, bro. Had a good run. Had a great run.
No, like, hey, dad, hang out here for a little bit. Just not in bed. None of that.
Keith, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Just listening to crazy, what's her name?
Christine.
She said she had cancer as a child, so should she have been left to die?
Yeah.
Does she agree she should have been left to die when she was a kid?
She's the worst. She's the absolute worst. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, well, first of all, you guys are awesome. I listen to you every night on the way home from work.
Thank you.
And second of all, Drew, I love that you have an extensive vocabulary you don't hear very often on the radio.
That is nice of you to say.
Third of all, I don't understand how this lady uses natural selection and God's will in the same concept.
Mm. I don't either, man. She's a walking contradiction, and she don't make no sense. Are you Levi?
Yes.
Are you?
And I just want to say how good of an arguer you are.
Thank you very much, Levi. How old of a
You're welcome.
How young of a man might you be?
10.
And you think I'm a good arguer?
Yeah.
Thank you, Levi. Appreciate that very much. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, I just wanted to call back. I got kind of flustered when I called in earlier. I listen to you guys every afternoon. You make my commute like an hour 30 to 15 minutes.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
Thank you, man.
I wanted to comment about the Miami cop.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's okay. I actually have been in a very similar situation at a Miami Hurricanes game. I went to the U as a student, and I actually got arrested at a game, not quite as drunk as that girl, but I had to be taken to the ground by the cops. And you know what? I still say that they made the right decision.
Yeah.
You don't know how she's going to progress from there. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. And
you lose your gender when you swing at a cop. You're no longer male, nor are you female when you swing at a cop. You are you're someone who swings at a cop. What's up, Melissa?
Yo, yo. Listen, true. I love you guys, first of all.
Thank you so much. What a great way to start a phone call. I don't think I've ever had a female start a phone call with yo, before. That was really strong. Thank you.
You might not like me after I say what I have to say next. Preface.
Should I just hang up? If we're not going to like her,
we're just loving her. At least she's honest.
No,
but she's telling me.
You are.
At least she's honest. Listen. She's telling me I'm not going to like her. Why should I listen?
Listen. No, I'm just going to ask you one favor.
Oh, man.
Let's not play the talk over game. Let's just have a normal conversation. Real quick. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know what the original conversation was prior to me calling in. All I heard was the cuckoo bird female you were just talking to a few minutes ago. Okay. So I got my truck, went and got myself a bottle of wine. I heard what was going on. I figured I was going to chime in. Okay. Fair enough.
Sure. I don't want to play the talk over game. So sure. That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I love you, Drew. I really do. So, listen, I don't know what this whole topic really was about. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and bull you. I just want to say animals should be eaten. Cows, pigs, chicken, ducks, turkeys, those types of things should be eaten. I just heard her talking about other animals and things. Again, I don't know what the original topic was about, but I do believe that things like sloths and chameleons and certain animals are in danger. What?
So, I'm sorry, John just played the talk over game. Now you have to start from the beginning.
No,
start over.
Tell me.
before
Tell
sloth.
Me, if I'm wrong, let me know I can be relevant.
No, I just said I wish someone was talking over you to ease the pain of the words that are you are saying. That's what I was wishing for. Please carry on.
Well,
and nobody's eating sloth.
Thank God I'm going by an alias then. I don't know. I just
so you're saying eat sloth?
That person, I don't eat sloth.
Oh, don't eat sloth.
Endangered animals. I mean, again, I don't know. I told you, front and center, I don't know what the original topic was. It's
By the way, you've just proven to everyone listening why I talk over people, because if I let them go on, they will hang themselves with a very long, boring rope that will drain the fun out of the entire radio program. So
why don't you enlighten me then, Mr. Garabo, and prove somebody on the radio different than your intellectual being superstar that you are? Tell me, so I can have an educated conversation with you like you have with everybody else. I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. I will go toe-to-toe, head-to-head, conversational, intellectual. I will talk to you. But I preface the entire conversation with I don't know what it was that I was chiming into. I just heard Sugar Bird chick that you just talked to.
What you got, Kevin?
This is Christine Details' tag team partner. They tagged out on you.
Rex again. Party on, party people. Come on, tell me then. I don't know.
Tell you what? What do you want me to tell you? You came in on a conversation that you didn't even hear, and you want me to tell you to what?
I didn't.
So what are you trying to argue with?
Let me on to have a conversation with you. Tell me, what am I talking about? I just know there was somebody advocating. I just know.
Tell me what I'm talking about.
Tell me what I
knew it was coming.
No, it won't be.
Tell me what I'm talking about. Tell me what I'm talking about.
That was bizarre.
Wow, she just hadn't said the F word there. She still would have sucked, but we would have been able to air the entire phone conversation.
She's one of Christine's disciples.
She is. She worships at the altar of Christine.
I'm so confused.
Like a younger version of her.
So if we're to summarize what just happened, she was upset by something that she heard, but she didn't hear the whole thing.
She said right off the gate, you were going to disagree with her. You weren't going to like what she had to say.
Right.
But then she said
animals should be eaten.
So then she agreed with you.
Right. But I think she thought that maybe I was saying eat endangered species like sloths, but don't eat sloths. Don't eat chameleons.
Who was talking about eating a sloth?
She was.
What's that new weed strain you guys are talking about?
Oh, the Yoda's brain.
Yeah, she must be on that Yoda brain.
Hey, she's smoking that Yoda brain?
Sounds like you. Who's that? Somebody.
I'll take that one.
Somebody. I don't know. I don't know who it was. Sounded like a man. I don't know who it was in the studio.
She's definitely on that Yoda brain. Yeah. Oh, my God. She wanted an argument. She just didn't know what she wanted to argue about.
Some people just want in,
right.
Man.
She's like, I heard it. I got my bottle of wine, and let's fight. Now, what do we want to fight about?
Now, you. Tell me what I'm talking about.
Unbelievable. Tell me what I'm talking about.
She out-crazied Christine Details.
She was a more palatable version.
Barely. She said she went and got a bottle of wine so she could settle down. So this is with the wine, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Probably that's on the way to the wine.
Wine calms you down is what I'm saying.
I hope so. Hope she drinks a gallon of it. Oh, my God. All right. So she can call back if she wants to. Just don't swear.
This is why it's great having a crazy phone caller on, because you just get more and more. Makes me angry and I had to leave the studio. But
I know, you did leave the studio.
Well, there's just so many things wrong with what she was saying.
I know.
What cracked me up, though, back to Christine Details, she goes, oh, you're going to call me crazy? I'm hanging up.
Right, that was the one thing.
That's it, call
that
her
was
crazy.
What got her. I've called her every name in the book, and crazy is the one that set her off. Good thing she's not crazy Christine. She'd never call it. Wouldn't that be terrible? All right, everybody hang on. We're going to get to your phone calls. We'll probably talk to that crazy lady again. And blah, 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 blah. Our press conference is coming up at 5:45, where you'll find out what's going on in this show tomorrow with 75% of us gone. Today is, what, Thursday? So there are no events from Fran Hosch. You'll have to wait until Saturday, where the Plant City Bike Fest, 5 to 9 at Union Station Depot, an 8-class bike show with tons of entertainment and vendors. Sunday is Burt's Barracuda Harley for Hearts annual toy run. Registration at 7. It'll go until 9, and then kickstands up at 9:30. Live music and free food for participants after the ride. All proceeds benefit Athletes for Hearts. They help children in need of heart surgery. And, of course, Fran Hosch, a huge sponsor of that. And then Biff Burger is going to host an annual event on December 9th. They'll be raffling off a 2017 Yamaha X Deluxe jet ski with a trailer courtesy of Fran Hosch. Get your raffle tickets, one for $5 or five for $20. All proceeds go towards a wonderful cause, and they'll benefit Biff Kids Pinellas annual toy drive. Go to theboneonline.com and check out the Bone Biker Bar for more information on Fran Hosch.